when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, Buglers. It's Nish Kumar. Welcome to Top Stories from the Bugle. And today, here's a classic clip from December 2016 and Bugle 4008, whose episode title is Citation Needed, featuring me. No citation needed. I know it was me. I've listened.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Top story this week, party time. Andy, it's December.
Yep.
We got Christmas. We got New Year's. You know what that means? It means party time. And it's big partying across Europe because there's been some good news. Some good news coming out of European politics. Alexander van der Bellen won the Austrian election, defeating Norbert Hofer of the far-right Freedom Party. Party time, Andy! It's party time. Yes, the far-right party did win 45% of the vote, but it's still party time. We need to hold on to this. Some people are saying that this isn't necessarily good news. We shouldn't be celebrating that Nazis have not won a major election. But given the all-you-can-eat buffet of utter feces that has been 2016's political news, it is a sweet relief to know that common sense has prevailed and a far-right party has not won an election in a major European country.
Particularly Austria.
Yeah.
Just, I guess, come to that democratic conclusion. I guess better late than never, I suppose.
Listen, they're learning from their mistakes, Andy.
A Green Party politician, Werner Kogler, I don't know if I've pronounced that right, but let's go with that. And van der Bellen, he does sound like a name that we've made up, but it's his actual name. He was formerly in the Green Party, running as an independent. A Green Party politician described the result as, quote, a small global turning of the tide in these uncertain, not to say hysterical and even stupid times. Well, I don't know if it's... I mean, is this a turning of the tide? It might be one of those turnings of the tide where the tide goes out a bit before a massive tsunami comes in instead. But we'll take it. It has been It has been a wet year on the beach, Nish.
Party time.
Yeah. It might just be someone throwing a bucket of water into the sea, but we will take it.
We've got to take what we can get. It would have been an absolutely disastrous result if he'd won. And there's sort of been some commiserations across the kind of far right of Europe. This slightly extraordinary claim from one of his supporters who said that if Hofer had won, he would have proved he wasn't a Nazi if he had been elected. Now, that is a very dangerous game to play, especially given that he is the leader of a party who was founded by a group of ex-Nazis. But that is still a very dangerous claim. If somebody said to you, go and stick your dick in that lion's mouth, and that will prove that the lion will not bite your dick off, you'd probably think, who is running this zoo?
And also, when you look at the track record of people who have, you know, run as Nazis and then got into power. I mean, for example, Adolf Hitler ran as a Nazi and then, if anything, became much, much more of a Nazi.
Absolutely.
After winning the election. But much, much more. And he was pretty much 120% Nazi to start with.
Yeah, he went full Nazi. Powell really teased the Nazi out of him.
Interestingly, Hofer has had a pop at Nigel Farage, who enjoying himself after interfering with British democracy and now appears to be trying to interfere with everyone else's as well. He's been blamed by some in the Freedom Party for the defeat because he claimed on Fox News that Hofer would hold a referendum on Austria leaving the EU. Hofer described his comments as a crass misjudgment. Which I think Farage probably took as a compliment, adding that it does not fill me with joy when someone meddles from outside. The ultimate insult to Farage.
Especially because that's what he accused Barack Obama of doing earlier in the year with the EU referendum. He said that, it didn't help that Obama came and interfered, and he's not learning his own lessons on Farage.
Well, his whole political career is based on the idea that people come in and meddle from the outside, isn't it?
We've got to take the positives from the situation, and it does seem to be sort of one in the eye for right-wing populism, but 2017, as bad as 2016 has been, could be limbering up to be a sequel in the vein of the Matrix sequels, and it could be longer and even more painful. But because there are major elections happening in France and Germany next year, and the sort of hope is that this is kind of one in the eye for the right-wing populists. And the thing that I find most interesting about this is the way that these people brand themselves, like calling themselves the National Front. In Italy, they're called the Five Star Movement. Even the fact that they're called populists is a real victory of branding. Because if you walk around calling yourself popular, there is a chance people will go, well, they must be pretty popular. It's like the ultimate confidence trick. And I'm still not sure why we've all gone along with that idea. When Prince changed his name to the artist formerly known as Prince, we just laughed at him and then kept calling him Prince. Like, it's very strange. I've got some possible suggestions for alternative names to stop calling them right-wing populists. My suggestions are dickheadism, Woodstock for shitbags, nutcase enablers, the dark side of the force, assholes, and Anne Hathaway. Because for whatever reason, I'm a fan of Anne Hathaway, but people seem to really hate Anne Hathaway. And I think if we start,
is this the one that married Shakespeare? Or
well, that is
Are they blaming Shakespeare's romantic comedies on the fact that he was?
I think they might be slightly confusing to Anne Hathaway's.
Okay. Well, in France, Marine Le Pen, who is the daughter of one of France's biggest ever shitheads, is she could be president by this time next year.
Very scary.
She's behind in the polls, but that is generally a pretty surefire sign that she's going to romp to f***ing victory. This week she caused some controversy with these comments. I've got nothing against foreigners, but I say to them, if you come to our country, don't expect that you'll be taken care of and that your children will be educated for free. And then followed up by saying, it's the end of playtime. Which is contradictory messages, isn't it? Saying that your children will not be allowed to go to school, but then also won't have playtime either. So if they're not going to school, playtime is all they've got left. She did try to But there's going to be Playtime 24/7, which coincidentally is Nisha's name on the comedy circuit. But anyway, she tried to clarify.
It's either that or NK47.
She tried to clarify matters by saying that she meant only illegal immigrants, not all foreigners. So everyone assumes that what she really meant was all foreigners. That is basically what she said. It's worrying. She has many articles said worked very hard to detoxify the Front National Party's extremist image, but not entirely detoxify, because I guess if you're a right wing leader, you need, what 2016 has shown is you need to have an effective level of electable toxicity. You don't want to be completely detoxified. You want to be have enough toxicity to poison people, to make them feel sick and angry, but still leave them just alive enough to vote. That is the absolute key.
Electable toxicity is Andy's name on the UK companies. It does seem that fascism has had a rebrand, because I thought we were all under the impression collectively that it was a bad thing.
It is definitely a tainted brand.
It's definitely it definitely is. I thought it was a tainted brand, but it seems like everybody's sort of cool with it now. Trump was openly endorsed by the KKK. Nigel Farage sort of seemingly co-opted fascist propaganda for Brexit. And what I'm worried about is, where does this leave Indiana Jones? Because
why are these questions never asked in the mainstream?
Classic MSM bias. Wake up, sheeple. Indiana Jones, I always thought, was the story of a sort of plucky archaeologist and his buddy Sala, who were trying to keep the Holy Grail out of the hands of Nazis. And then it has a happy ending when the Grail doesn't get stolen by fascists. But now, in 2016, we have to redo that entire film, because it's now a horrible story about a group of alt-right activists who are trying to get hold of the Holy Grail for reasons of economic anxiety or to keep it out of the hands of Islamic fundamentalists. And then some liberal elite academic comes along from the establishment with his Muslim friend and tries to interfere because of political correctness. And actually, the ending is very sad, because the alt-right activists drink from the wrong cup. And they could have consulted the academic, given that he was actually an expert in biblical history, but I think we have all had enough of experts.
Testify. So when was that? How old is Indiana Jones now?
They're from the 80s.
So, I mean, he must be, what, 70 now?
Yeah.
If he's a day. Those films out next. So he's probably swung right anyway, isn't he?
That's the very dark fifth Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones and the Change of Heart.
I've travelled the world. I know what these people are like.
Thanks for listening. I'd like to take this opportunity at the end of the episode to test if any of you are still listening. Oh, I love Boris Johnson. I think he's a real sexy, cool guy with great opinions about things. I love Elon Musk. I in no way think he looks like sexually aggressive ham. Producer Chris is a cool guy who in no way should go fuck himself. I love pun runs.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.